Good evening and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast. And we are so excited to be with you tonight. We want to invite you to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord with us. So go ahead and grab your Bibles, your pen, and your paper. Open up your hearts and your minds to hear and receive the Gospel Truth. And at this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Sheila Hameen if she would lead us in our opening prayer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you right now, oh God. We humble ourselves before you, Lord, and we ask for grace. We ask for mercy, oh Lord.
Mercy.
We ask that you'll forgive our sins, that you'll blot out our transgressions. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. God, we are calling on you right now because we need help, Lord. We need you to strengthen us and encourage us, Lord. We need you to take us through, my God. We are waiting on you down here, Lord, and we are asking that you will stop by for just a little while, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
In your anointing, Lord Jesus, and destroy the yokes of bondage. Bind the enemy on
yes,
every
Lord,
time.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord God, take up the battle for us and
yes,
fight
Lord.
In our stead. Oh, Lord Jesus, we're depending on you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We can't make it without you. We are asking you, Lord, to send your healing virtue. Touch
you,
Lord, heal and deliver. Oh,
yes,
God, send blessings tonight, Lord. Those who are listening, we pray, God, that you will bless them abundantly.
Bless them, oh Lord.
Lord, we are praying for those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Touch, Lord, heal.
Touch,
and
Lord.
Do wonders, oh God. Strengthen the weak, Lord. Build up those who are torn down. In
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus.
We are
waiting on you, Lord God. Have your way.
Have
and
your
let
way.
Your holy will be done. Oh, my God, we ask that you will speak to us tonight. Send
yes,
forth
Lord.
Your word, oh God. Let your word have free course. Lord, we ask, God, that you will speak to somebody's heart tonight, that one that seems to be nearest to birth, death, asking that you will stay the hand of death.
Yes,
oh, God, and give them a chance to make amends. Give them a chance to repent
yes,
and turn away from their sins.
In
yes, the name Lord. Of Jesus,
in the name of
have
Jesus.
Mercy, oh God.
Have mercy.
We pray, Lord, that you will visit the poor tonight, that you will bless them and provide the things that they stand in need of, both spiritually and naturally.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. Oh, my God, we are asking you to stop by the prison. Lord Jesus, make your holy visitation.
Please,
Lord,
Jesus.
Save, heal, deliver, work things out, Lord God. Work miracles, do
yes,
wonders,
Lord.
Oh Lord. We Amen. Know you're able to do all things.
You're able.
Please, Lord Jesus, we know, God, that you have all power in your hand, and there's nothing too hard for you, God. We're
yes,
coming
Lord.
To you, Lord. We bring in all of our petitions, laying everything down before you.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord.
We know that you are a burden bearer. We're asking you to lift heavy burdens in the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
In the name
oh,
of
Jesus. Oh, God, we cast all our cares on you because we know you care for us, Lord. We ask that you will have your way.
Have
you
your way.
Anoint the speaker tonight, Lord Jesus.
Please, Jesus.
Touch, oh, God.
That's
strengthen
Lord.
Our bodies in the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Lord, we believe you, oh God.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, we are Lord. Asking it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Hameen. And at this time, I'm going to be reading the opening scripture. And I will be reading from the 119th number of Psalms, verses 1 through 8. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Thank God for the reading of the 119th number of Psalms, verses 1 through 8.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of his word. And thank you all so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. And the access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingsservice, title one school, and one is O and E. We want to remember our prayer list. We want to remember Robin Mansay, who was diagnosed with terminal cancer. We want to continue to pray for Steve Allen Sr., who's also battling cancer, for Tawana Hill, for missionary Lisa Johnson, for Sister Adele, for Mother Marshall and the bereaved Marshall family, for Charles Morris, for Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, for the bereaved Anderson family, for Titus Edmond Sr., for Steve from Upper Darby, for Deborah and her daughter, for Carlton, for deliverance, for Miss Sissy, for Patrick Miller, Jonathan West, Delmarcus West, Larry Denson, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. I just want to sing a portion of this song. Oh, I want to see him look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares are past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Oh, I want to see Jesus look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares are past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Oh, I want to see him look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares are past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. I want to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, I want to lift my voice. Cares are past, home at last. Cares are past, home at last. Cares are past, home at last.
ever to rejoice.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do honor the Lord. I give honor to whom honor is due. Thank God for blessing us to be back on the Gospel Truth broadcast one more time. It's a blessing indeed. Praise the Lord. So happy that all of you have tuned in on tonight. And I
yes.
pray that God will bless you through this ministry. Praise
yes.
be to God. I thank God for the prayer. I thank God for the opening scripture.
Yes.
And just thinking on the word of God, it's important that we hide his word in our heart so that we might not sin against the Lord.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Yes, temptation is all around. The enemy is always presenting something before us to help us and to make us lose our focus, to keep us from focusing on the word of God, to keep us from doing the will of God. So don't allow the enemy to distract you, cause you to lose focus, but hide this word that you hear, this sound doctrine that is going forth, the true, unadulterated word of God that is being preached. Hide it in your heart so that
yes.
you don't sin against God.
Amen.
I encourage you to just walk in God's statue, walk upright before the Lord. Do all that God has commanded you to do. And I tell
yes.
you, I thank God for just having mercy on a sinner like me and for just bringing me out of the world and bringing me into his marvelous light. And I was
lost
in darkness, but thank God he has brought me out of darkness into
Amen.
His marvelous light. And whereas I was blind, now I see. And I am
yes.
so glad that the Lord took those blinders off my eyes so
yes.
that I could see the truth. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Anyone who's listening to the word of God, let me tell you something about God's word. His word is so powerful.
Yes.
God's
Amen.
Word is so strong that
yes.
when the word gets into your heart, the
mm-hmm.
word of God will come alive and it will minister to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word of God will change your whole life.
Amen.
So I encourage you tonight to pay close attention to the word of God. Prepare your heart to hear from the Lord and allow the word of God to come into your heart. Accept his word. As the word goes forth, keep your mind on the Lord. So let us prepare now to hear from the Lord. And at this time, I present to you our speaker in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Let us pray for her and along with her as she ministers to us. God bless Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the introduction. And we thank the Lord for this broadcast and for every one of you who have tuned in on tonight. Thus far, we thank God for the prayer, opening prayer, and the song and the announcements, everything, the word of God that was read by Sister Cheryl. I'm just thankful for what the Lord is doing. And we're going to turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord for a word of prayer before we get into the word of God. Eternal God and our Father, we come before your presence, thanking you for your goodness and mercy, asking that you will look upon us, that you will touch, bless, save, heal, and forgive. Send thine anointing, send thy word. In Jesus' name I pray, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm going to go to the word of God in the book of Galatians, the chapter of the book of Galatians. Praise the Lord. It says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burden. Fill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And I thank the Lord for this ninth verse, which emphasizes on the ninth verse. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Tonight is keep working for the Lord. And my theme, don't give up. Whatever you do, don't give up. Don't be weary in well-doing. Don't get tired of doing good. Amen. Because you're going to reap if you faint not. Glory to God. I know we are living in troubled times. I know there is so much going on to the brethren that are in the world, to us. It is so many tests and trials that we have to endure, so many afflictions coming upon the people of God. But keep on working for the Lord, because payday is going to come after a while. We can't afford to give up now. We can't afford to throw in the towel now. I don't care how bad it seems. We do not have to give up. We can keep working for the Lord and continue in the word of God. The Bible is saying, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, if that man is overtaken in a fault, well, you, which are spiritual, you have to restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you be tempted also. You see, the devil's going to try you too. So it don't pay to look down on your brother or your sister or what they're going through, because you're going to be tried too. You're going to be tested. Every one of us will have to go through something down here in order to make it into the kingdom of God. But if we just hold on, hold fast to the word of God, to that which we have been taught, to that which we have learned of the apostles, hold fast to sound words and sound doctrine. Don't let Satan cause you to give up. Go to the word of God and read the word of God and see what the word of God says. And it says, bear ye one another's burdens, so fulfill the law of Christ. You see, we have to bear one another's burdens. Glory to God. Sometimes people don't want to bear your burden. They don't want to hear what you're going through. They don't want to hear about what happened to you in your life. They don't want to hear about the tests and trials that you're going through. Yes. But the Bible said, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. If we do that, we are fulfilling the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. That's why we don't think more of ourselves than we do of our brethren. We don't think highly
of ourselves. Glory to God. The Bible said, for if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he's just deceiving himself. Glory to God. But let every man prove his own worth, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. If you just go ahead on and prove your own worth, well, then you're going to have rejoicing within yourself alone and not in another. And then it says, for every man shall bear his own burden. Every man, each and every one of us, we are going to bear our own burden. I don't care what that burden is, but we are going to have to carry our own burden. We're going to bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. In other words, if you're teaching in the word, then we're supposed to communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. If it's good, yes, we can communicate with that person. But if it's something evil, no. We don't want to communicate in that. We don't want to get involved in that, because we know that the time is short, and we know that we have to separate ourselves from the evil.
That's right.
And evil doers. We got to stand on the word of God, take God at his word, and do what the Lord told us to do. We got to keep on working in the midst of our tests, in the midst of our trials. If the Lord have given us a work to do, and he have called us to do a specific work, we have to keep on working. I don't care what test come your way, what infirmity come into your life. We got to continue to work for the Lord. I thought about Paul, how that he was stoned, he was beaten, and he was dragged out of the city for dead. But after when Paul got up and he went back to preaching again, and that's what we have to do. We got to keep on preaching. If that's what God told us to do, we got to keep on preaching. Sometimes afflictions come upon our body, but we got to keep on preaching. Oh, Lord, the infirmities come into our lives, but we got to keep on preaching. We can't give up because of an infirmity, because of a burden, because of a test or tribulation. We got to keep on going. We got to keep working for the Lord. We cannot give up. I don't care what happens. We have to stand, learn how to stand.
Yes.
And the Lord, he's able to make us stand and cause us to stand in the midst of it all. And the Bible tells us, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. The Bible's telling us, don't be fooled now. Don't be deceived. Whatsoever a man soweth, whatever he put out, he's going to get it back. He's going to reap it. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. If you of the flesh go after these fleshly and worldly things, well, you're going to reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. You know, I tell you, that's what I want. I want to reap of the Spirit of God, that I might have everlasting life. And I want to sow in the Spirit. Glory to God. I want to send up my prayer, send up my communication unto the God of my salvation. I want to be ready when the Lord call my name. I want to go through. Oh, my God, if I have to be like David, I'll be like David. Pray both day and night. Hallelujah. Fasting and praying. Shutting in. That's what I want to do, sow to the Spirit, that I might reap of the Spirit eternal life, everlasting life. Glory to God, if we just hold on and don't give up, if we press our way and stand fast in the word of God, God will help us to reap everlasting life. That's what we want. That's what we're working for.
Amen.
That's it. We're not working for no money down here, because man can't pay us for the work of the Lord, for what we're doing for the Lord. God has our reward. I know you got to have a job down here in the natural to work down here, yes, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about spiritual work. I'm not talking about sowing to the flesh, but sowing to the Spirit of God, that we may be able to make it into that city. The Bible says, and let us not be weary in well-doing. If you've been doing well, don't get tired. Don't faint by the wayside. But keep on doing well, for in due season we shall, this is sealed with God's seal, we shall reap. If we faint not, if we don't fall by the wayside, if we don't give up, if we don't stop working for the Lord, then we're going to reap in due season. God's got a reward for everyone, not just for us, but for everyone that loves his appearing, because he's coming back again. I heard Paul when he said, I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. And he said, henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. And not only for me, but to everyone that loves his appearing. Glory to God. That's what I want. I want to receive the crown that God, people of God, if we hold out and we can make this journey, we can make it, because God let us know that he would be with us.
Yes, he did.
He said he wouldn't leave us, but he said he'll be with us always, even to the end of the world. Glory to God. I don't care what we're going through. We can look to the Lord. We can trust in the Lord, that the Lord will take us through, that he will be in it right with us. Thank you, Jesus. So we don't have to be weary in well-doing. We don't have to give up. I don't care what Satan says. That's what his objective is. He wants us to give up.
Amen.
When these tests and trials come, that's his focus, to make us give up. But we got to learn how to trust in the Lord.
Amen.
We have to learn how to go to God in prayer. We're going to have to learn how to not faint by the wayside and get tired.
Yeah.
I don't care how many times we have to go back to the Lord. We shouldn't get tired of seeking the Lord.
Yeah.
We shouldn't get tired of praising his name. Yeah. We shouldn't get tired of doing what he told us to do.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Think about if Jesus had got tired of dying for our sins, but he didn't get tired. He kept dying for us. He kept going through. Even though he was in excruciating pain, he continued to go on and die for a sinner and a wretch like you and I. Why should we give up? Why should we stop when we can receive eternal life by continuing in the work of the Lord and doing what thus saith the Lord? God is good, and his name is truly worthy to be praised. We shouldn't be tired of praising our God.
Amen.
You got some people nowadays that they said, I'm tired. They're tired of going to church, tired of serving the Lord, and they're going in a form and a fashion. But the Bible lets us know that we have to drive and go forward. And he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved.
Amen.
we can be saved today. All it takes is endurance. Whatever you have to put up with, whatever you have to go through, just endure it. Whatever you have to suffer down here, suffer it and go on through.
Yes.
Glory to God. Be faithful unto the Lord. Glory to God. Sometimes people are faithful to their jobs. They're faithful in what they're doing. But we got to be faithful to the Lord when we're going through our tests and trials. He that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. The battle is not given to the strong. Hallelujah. It's given to that one that endure unto the end. It's not given to the one that run the fastest, the swift. I don't care how swift you are. You got to endure to the end. You see, we are running in the race, and we are running to win this race. We are not running to beat the air. We are running to make it into the kingdom of God, which means we got to endure and go unto the end. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking forward to going to the end. If it costs my life, and it is costing my life, glory to God. But I intend to continue for the Lord, keep working for the Lord, and not give up. Don't ever give up. It doesn't get that hard that we have to give up on God, the one that can do everything, the one that has the power of the world in his hand. We don't have to give up on our God. He can take us through anything. We can look through the Bible and see how the Lord brought the old patriots. He brought them out. He spared their lives. He saved them. He delivered them. He made ways for them. And he's still the same God. He's still making ways that we may be able to bear. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians, I believe it is, there have no temptation taken you, such as is common unto man. But the Lord will, with the temptation, make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. God is able.
Yes.
So I just thank God for his word on tonight. We thank God because we got to keep working for the Lord and never, ever give up on God.
Amen.
We hope that you have received something from the word of God on tonight. And we thank God also. We want to add some names to the prayer list. Mrs. Mary Maria McBride and her family. She lost her granddaughter, and we want to pray for Sister Mary Edmond. She lost her brother and the bereaved McFadden family. So we want to keep them in our prayers, and also we want to keep Larry Benson in our prayers. We want to pray for Michael Carr, and that's Deacon Carr's brother. And we want to pray for Seti Lawhorn. We know that God is able to bring him back, and we know that God is able to touch his heart. And also, Deacon and Sister Gatewood, I understand that they lost their grandchild. I'm so sorry to hear that. I know God can lift the burden. I know he can strengthen and encourage them.
Yes.
And I know God is able to take them through this trying times. I tell you, we are really living in trying times.
Yes,
and I tell you, that devil don't care who he tried.
No,
he don't care which way he come. He don't care where he come from.
Amen.
As long as he can get you and I, the believers in Christ, those who have given their lives to the Lord, if he can get to you some kind of way to make you give up, that's what he is doing, and he's working fast because he knows that he has only a short time,
Amen.
And he's working So we got to keep working for the Lord and keep on praying and never give up. Never stop praying, because prayer is our communication and our supplication. Prayer is our connection with God. If we lose that connection, we are in trouble. So let's keep praying for them. And as we're about to go in the word of prayer, to remember these souls who are on the prayer list, those who are sick, Lord, those who are incarcerated, we know God can go into the jailhouse. He can save. He can heal. He can touch that heart. He can break up that heart. And God can break them down and cause them to give their life unto him. And at this time, we're going to lead the word of prayer. Eternal God and our Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this opportunity. Oh, my God, we pray that you look on the souls, those who were named on the prayer list. We pray that you touch them one by one and name by name. Lord, grant their petitions, oh, Lord. Somebody want to be saved. Somebody want to come back to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Somebody want deliverance, oh, Lord. Somebody want to be healed. Somebody want to be fixed, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Somebody want to stand, and somebody want to go through. Somebody want to endure, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Somebody want to come off of the drugs, and some want to come off the wine bottle. Have mercy, oh, Lord. Take away the liquor, Lord. Take away the cigarettes. Take away the drugs, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you can do it. You're a miracle worker. Take away the cancer. Heal, Lord. In the name of Jesus, release the prisoners. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name. Help them to draw nigh unto thee. In the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight, Lord. Send mercy, Jesus. Send deliverance, oh, Lord. Look upon your people, Lord. Strengthen your people where they're weak. Build them up where they're torn down. Help them to stand and look through. Encourage their hearts. Strengthen them, Lord. Help them, Lord Jesus, to bear one another's burdens. Help them, oh, Lord, not to be weary in well-doing. Help them, oh, Lord, to
Jesus.
The Spirit, that they might have everlasting life. Have mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Take us through, oh, Lord. Help
take us through,
walk out. We want to stand. We want to go through, Lord. We're striving to make this journey. We're striving to enter in at the straight gate. Help us, Jesus. Send on help, Lord. Those that are weak, those that are weary, those, Lord, that are going through tests and trials, tribulation. Touch right now, Lord. Jesus. Strengthen, oh, Lord. Look on the feeble-minded. Touch right now, oh, Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. Be merciful, oh, Lord. Have mercy tonight, Jesus. Jesus. Send on deliverance. Send on help, Lord. Jesus. We know you're able. We pray, Lord, that you will bless. That you will bless. Bless the work that we are trying to do for you, Lord. Bless us, oh, Lord. Help us to keep on working. Help us to go, Lord. Help us to be strong in the grace of God. Help us, oh, Lord, to take on courage and to do your will, to live by faith in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we believe you today. Look on your people everywhere. Your people, Lord, in the foreign countries. Look on your people in the United States, all over the world. Help them to stand and go through. Help them to endure. Give them strength to go through, Lord. We know you're able, Lord. Be merciful, Lord. Keep your people, Lord. Help them to stand, Lord. Make ways out of no way. Open up doors, Lord. before. No other help we know, O Lord. You are our very present help, and we are looking to you, the author and finisher of our faith. We pray that you go with us and stand by, and we pray a special prayer that you look on Sister Gatewood and her family. Touch them right now, Lord. Move on, reach, O Lord. Oh, my God, I know you're able, O Lord. Oh, my God, on that young man's family. Touch him right now, Lord. Oh, my God, have mercy. Lift a heavy burden. Strengthen him, oh, Lord. Look on those families who have lost loved ones in the school shooting. Have mercy on them, Lord.
Have mercy, Lord God.
Deliver, Lord. Jesus, we know you're able. We know you've got the power. Look on the youth of the world. Touch right now, oh Lord. Give them a mind to seek your face, to call upon your name. Help them, oh Lord, to give themselves to give their lives to you while they're in their youth. In the name of Jesus, we know you can do it, oh Lord. Continue to bless, oh Lord. Look on your preachers, your ministers, your evangelist, oh, my God, look on your missionaries. Have mercy, Lord, touch them right now. Help them to understand. Help us, oh, Lord. Look on your pastors and elders. Lord, strengthen them. Keep them. Help them to the door in the name of Jesus. I know you're able. We know you're able to do all things. And we're dependent on you. We are counting on you to take every one of us through every situation that we are going through. We thank you for your word. We thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for every listener. Pray that you continue to bless the people, save, heal, and forgive. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. This broadcast is into the hands of Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for that beautiful anointed message coming through Evangelist May.
Yes.
She preached under the anointing, and I thank God for this word. The word of God has truly ministered to my soul, and I pray that the word has also ministered to you. And I can say of a truth that it's important. We're getting down in the home stretch, and we ought not to be weary in well-doing. Don't get this close, praise the Lord, and then get tired or wear down. But be encouraged and don't give up. The word of God is right. And as she mentioned her title, keep working for the Lord, because surely the Lord is going to reward us greatly. And also, if we don't faint, we can get that reward. Amen. God will do great and mighty things.
Amen.
So I'm encouraging you to keep on holding on.
Yes.
Keep on working for the Lord. Don't give up. Through tests, through trials, and all those things she mentioned, if you're sick in your body, if you have infirmities, all of this, don't let that cause you to become weary in doing what is right and being faithful unto God, because this is a part of our working for the Lord. We have to be faithful unto the Lord and not give up. Don't faint by the wayside, but keep on holding on. Praise the Lord. I thank God. I truly enjoyed this message on tonight, and even those of you who are praying and crying out to the Lord, seeking God for deliverance, for salvation, whatever it is you're seeking God for, don't give up.
Don't give up.
Become weary. Don't let the enemy distract you or try to put things on you to make you feel like, oh, well, I've done all this, and what's the use? And it is definitely worth it to keep holding on. It's worth it.
Amen.
Not to give up.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise be to God. It's just like you get right up to the line and you can cross over the line, But you're just going to stop right there in front of the line, that close? You know,
right.
We're too close.
Amen.
We're too close to get weary right now.
Hallelujah. Amen.
We have been through so much, down
yes.
through the years,
yes.
through tests, through trials, through
yes.
many tribulations, through troubles. Hallelujah. And all
yes,
this
Lord.
Time, God has been there with us the whole
Amen.
Time.
Amen.
The truth, he's been blessing us along the way.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. But now the enemy is trying to cause us to lose out. He's trying to
mm-hmm.
cause us
That's
to
right.
drop out of the race. He's trying to cause us to turn and walk away. Praise the Lord. But
Amen.
Don't be weary. Just keep on holding on. Keep on. Don't
Amen.
Give up.
Don't
Amen.
Give, don't faint.
Thank you, Jesus.
The
yes,
way.
Lord.
Because the Lord, he'll be there. He'll give
he'll be there.
To you.
He'll
Amen. Give you what you need.
Yes.
If you just patiently wait on him,
yes.
he'll
yes.
be
Jesus.
There for you.
Thank him,
Lord. Yes. God. Just don't throw up hands.
Amen.
Amen. God. I thank God for this word tonight. It's got me stirred up.
Yes.
All
right. Go ahead.
I am encouraged through the mighty word of God. Amen. I want to say to Evangelist May, keep on preaching the word of God and keep letting
Amen.
God have his way in your life. And again, if you're sick in your body,
yes.
don't get weary. Don't
Amen.
Give up.
Don't
Praise
give up.
The Lord. Whatever's happening in your life, things may be upside down,
mm-hmm.
twisted this way and that way, so much
yes.
tied up, but don't give up.
Amen.
Don't become weary.
Amen.
Just keep on holding on. Amen. Hallelujah. I feel good in my soul. I feel excited because God has truly blessed my soul.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
thank you, Jesus. You know,
thank
sometimes
you,
I'm going to try to get out of the way. I don't want to talk too much.
But
I know sometimes there are times when we become so vexed
yes.
for our soul.
Yes.
I mean, it's like things just pile up on us all at once. And also, there are trials around the environment that we seek refuge in.
Yes.
You know, you go among the people of God and you
yes.
want to be comforted. You want to seek refuge there.
Yep.
But sometimes that's your greatest test is
yes.
in that environment.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But be not weary.
Amen.
Well-doing.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Don't let that cause you to become weary.
Amen.
Don't let it cause you to no longer be faithful to the Lord.
Amen.
But be that much more faithful unto God.
Yes.
Because he's the one you have to answer to.
It's yes.
not the people around
Amen.
That you have to answer to.
All right.
Yeah, they'll hurt you. They'll turn their backs on you. They'll
oh,
do
yes.
all kinds of things to you, but you don't have to answer to them.
Amen.
It's God you have to answer to. Praise the Lord. So be encouraged and keep on pressing through whatever you're going through. You're going to get through the other side.
Yes.
Oh, glory. If he brought you through this,
yes,
he'll bring you through that.
Yes.
Oh, God, he'll do it all for you.
Amen.
I thank the Lord. I feel good. I'm coming on in.
All right.
I enjoy
Enjoying
the word of God. Yes. I enjoy the gospel truth broadcast
yes.
ministry. I thank God for this ministry. Praise
That's
the
important.
Lord. And I ask that you will continue to pray for me. And this time we're going to give way for remarks from other evangelists or clergy who might be on the call tonight. If you are, you are welcome to give remarks. God bless.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Miguel, saying keep working for the Lord and don't give up. I also enjoy the prayer. I thank God for the sermonette coming through Evangelist Habib. And
Amen.
I know the word of God was encouraging us not to be weary in our well-doing. And as the speaker said, there are so many afflictions that we as the people of God have to go through, but we don't have to give up. And
Amen.
As she began to speak, you know, I just begin to think of how, you know, because some people, they can't take our kindness for weakness. And so
yes.
sometimes people, they feel like they're taking advantage of us. And, yeah,
Amen.
Like Evangelist Habib began to say, it's easy to see those little slights and you know, feel like, well, what's the use of this? But, you know, it's our job to pray for those people who despitefully use us. And yeah. God, he'll take care of the rest. You know, he's not mocked. Whatever they sow, that's what they're going to reap. And it's not us for us to take vengeance. Vengeance is God's. He's going to repay. So whatever they're throwing out, they're going to receive that back. And we don't have to do anything but keep on going for ourselves. Don't give up. Don't let it just defeat us. It can be discouraging at times because we're trying to do our best, and it seems like we should receive the best in, you know, in other people, but it seems like that's just not how it is. But whatever they throw out, that's what they're going to receive. So just take solace in the fact that we're not looking for a reward down here, but our reward is in heaven. That's what we're working toward, like she began to say. We're not working for this money, these things down here. We have a greater reward we're working for, and that's the reward in heaven. I enjoyed the word of God tonight. It was very encouraging and uplifting and empowering, too, especially in a time like this. You know, when people, that's what they're doing. They're giving up. They're saying, throwing up hands. Yep. I don't want to go to church anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. Yep. I don't want to witness anymore. I'm tired. I'm going for myself. Just run and relax. That's all I want to do. But we can't. Like Van Somme said, we're close. They're right there at the finishing line. Don't go and don't want to go past it. Just stay there. And just, you know, like she began to advance, maybe say, we're not just doing this to beat the air. We're working for that prize. And I want to win that prize. And I believe that, you know, there are others that want to do the same thing. So don't give up. Stay encouraged. Advantage may well keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Any others? Lord. Well, we thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through Advantage Khadija. And that was also another little sermonette. And I enjoyed that. Everybody stirred up today. I just thank God. The word of God is so beautiful. And at this time, we're going to turn the remainder of this broadcast into the hands of Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for all those exhortations coming through Evangelist Amin. Everybody, she's stirred up and ready to go. Fired up and ready to go. And Evangelist Khadija, thank the Lord for those expectations. Amen. That's what we need. We need to be stirred up.
Amen.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
I am stirred up. Thank
you, Jesus. Lord. That's right. Thank the Lord. Glory to God. Don't give up. I don't care.
Don't give up.
I don't care how you treat you. I don't care how he act toward you. I don't care what he say about you. But
thank God.
Hallelujah. He can't make you give up.
Thank you.
Glory to God. I tell you, I'm standing on the word of God. And as long as I'm standing on the word of God, you can say what you will, do what you want. I intend to go on with the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Glory to God. I tell you, it's too much word in this Bible that lets me know I don't have to give up.
Amen.
No, I don't. I can stand on the word of God and what God said. I don't have to give up. If I have to pray, I'll pray. And like somebody sang the song, be picking back, and I'll add more to it.
Amen.
Ain't no harm done. Add more to it. It ain't no harm done. Come on back and praying some more. Ain't no harm done. Hallelujah. But the harm is done when we throw in the towel and give up because of what somebody else said, how they treated you, and the words they put out on you. That's when you get in trouble. But as long as you keep praying, the devil don't like for you to pray. Because God will answer. Glory to God, a broken and a contrite spirit, he will in no wise despise. We can cast our burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain us. He'll take us through. As long as we keep on praying and keep seeking the Lord and going to God in prayer, he said, if ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. It's too much for the devil. You can't do nothing with the word of God. Your words, you can say your words all you want, talk all you want, act all you want. God. God is the one that we're going to answer to, not you.
Amen.
Glory to God. I'm stirred up some more. The Lord said, well, God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which he has shewed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints, and you do minister.
Amen.
We still minister. We didn't give up. We didn't stop. But I thank God for his word. I tell you, I'm stirred up. Come on in. Come on in. Turn it over to Sister Cheryl.
All right.
I'm not awake, God. Lord, help me understand. Don't let it fall if I'd awake, God. Lord, help
Amen.
Me understand. So many falling by the wayside. Lord, help me to stand. Take me by my hand and lead me on. So many falling by the wayside. Lord, help me to stand. So many falling by the wayside. Lord, help me to stand. So many falling by the wayside. Lord, help me to stand. Take and lead me on. So many falling by the wayside. Lord, help me to stand. So many falling by the wayside. Lord, help me to stand. So many falling by the wayside. Lord, help me to stand. Take me by my hand and lead me on.
That's all right. Take me by the hand and lead me on. I don't want to fall by the wayside. That's why I continue to fight and keep working for the Lord and not give up.
Amen.
I just thank the Lord for this broadcast on the night. I had a enjoyable time in the Lord.
Amen.
That's a sign. I want to know if Evangelist Cynthia is on the line. If she is, I would like for her to give remarks. The Lord, I thank the Lord anyway. Don't give up. Keep on working for the Lord. Because payday is coming after a while. We thank the Lord for this broadcast and every participant. We are praying for you. We love you. And we thank you for tuning in again. At this time, if there's no more,
I do want to say something else.
Yes, go ahead.
Praise the Lord. The word of God is so good, and I just need to mention this, how Jesus, he's the one that set that example. Yeah, did not he come to his own, and his own received him not?
Amen.
They rejected him.
Yes, they did.
He didn't give up.
No, he didn't.
All the way to the cross.
Yes,
he did. Offer his life.
Yes, he
sacrifice
did.
Sacrifice his life.
Amen.
Just for us.
Amen.
Now, how about us? Let's not get weary. Don't get tired. Just keep on holding on.
Amen.
That's, what I to say.
That's all right. That's more coals added to the fire. And more witness. Amen. Amen. Bangus could be just.
I don't have anything further, but don't give up.
Oh, amen. Oh, thank the Lord for this broadcast. Okay, and Lord's will you plan to be back here again on Sunday evening at 7 p.m.? Tune in to this broadcast again, 7 p.m. Sunday night. God bless you and good night.